Just start here by sending my congratulations to Mark Berman. Won the Ron Stone Award for Media Excellence last night.
He paid you too.
At the Houston Touchdown Club. Very, very well deserving, Mark. Congratulations.
Mark, you want to start with the mic?
You going to finish that cookie?
No, I'm just kidding. Speaking of what did you think about your former player, Carl, winning the Lombardi Award last night?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just a great honor for him. Great honor for Penn State. You know, he was a guy that was a walk-on player when I was there, and I was able to put him on scholarship, I think, going into my second year there. Worked hard, great kid, great family, very bright guy, and it was just really good to see him win that last night.
Bill, in terms of J.J. Watt, how much do you expect that to affect him, if at all, this week as he prepares for Sunday night?
No, I don't think it'll affect him.
So you do expect him to play on Sunday?
Yes. Yeah, no, you have to, as long as they're not on injured reserve, obviously, you have to prepare for all their players. So, you know, whoever it might be, whether it's, Gronkowski or whoever, and it's the same for them, I'm sure, not to speak for them. But, you know, everybody has to prepare for the active roster and who may be there on game day. Obviously, you watch film and you see who their key players are and things like that. But you have to prepare for the whole roster.
Bill, has Vince Wilfork given you what you had hoped to get from him this year? And has he done anything that actually surprised you that maybe you hadn't expected from him?
He's given us everything we've hoped for. He's given us obviously good play. He's given us good leadership, good veteran presence in the locker room. And, I wouldn't say we knew that we were getting a really good football player that had played a lot of football in this league, and we knew we were getting a good leader, and that's what he is.
Bill, if Rob Gronkowski is able to go, he did practice today and was out there with a brace. What does that kind of impact does that have on the game if he's there, and just your thoughts on him as a player?
Yeah, big impact on the game. I mean, great football player, big, athletic, tough, great catch radius, great hands, instinctive player. I mean, you know, I had him his first 2 years, 2010, 2011, really, really good football player, great guy. One thing that impressed me about him is right away how he was able to pick up the game and learn the game, the pro game, and just really good instinct. So, you know, look, if he's out there, that's a big, big challenge for us.